Welcome to Mortgage Sales Playbook. I'm Pat Sherlock, your host. My podcasts are where top producers, sales leaders, and industry experts share strategies that drive real sales success. No fluff, just actionable insights to help you master the art of selling and leading. Today's topic is a really important one. I have the perfect expert. We're going to talk about Rockets and Zillow's view of the future of mortgage lending. And Michael Keller has done a fabulous job with his blogs on these issues. He's well known within our industry. He's well known on the LinkedIn space. I highly recommend to all of you to subscribe to his. What he talks about is not what you normally see within mortgage banking. He's a fintech person. He started his own company, Easy Mortgage App, which was well known within our industry. And now he's a company called Adopt the Brand. So I'm thrilled to have you, Michael.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate being on today.
Well, this is really an important topic because I don't think there's a lot of discussions about it, but you did an excellent job of reading through the earnings report that Rocket and Zillow recently published. And so let's talk about what we see, and we'll go with Rocket first, then we'll go to talk about Zillow. You talked about the Super Bowl ad, and you talked about what they were presenting, and certainly you came with a conclusion that I want you to share with our audience today.
What a wonderful commercial it was for the industry and about home ownership. But my problem was they did not show a loan officer once during the entire transaction. And it fits their model, which is a closed loop, full ecosystem from starting on Truebill, which is where everybody's starting. And this is the theme you're going to hear today. Going to, I say, drop some toothpaste because that is going to be part of the new newsletter. Once the toothpaste gets out of the tube, you can't put it back in. And so the only way for them to really get purchase business is really their TPO, it has proven. But from a larger brand perspective, it is always going to be a data play. And people are trying to see how far up the funnel they can go. The race is on, and it's Zillow and it's CoStar. And will it be Rocket? It doesn't really matter. They have a big enough servicing pool at this point to be insulated from disruption. But that Truebill is where I see those consumers are going home. They want them to start in that mobile app, which you'll hear throughout this entire show today. And they want them to stay inside that mobile app. And whether they use a loan officer or not, they want to help them get the American dream and stay connected on that app and budget. And I just believe it's a wake-up call for loan officers. You need to get digital fast. And I can give you some hints on how, but you really need to get digital fast because the competitors aren't playing super nice.
Well, you make the point, and I think it's really a good point that I know I've discussed many times on the podcast, is that the old ways are not coming back. And I think what I see with lenders, and I actually just posted, I do a poll every Monday, and I said, is distributed retail dead? And what was your view? And 70% of the people who responded still said, no, it's too risky to change. And I think what you're really talking about with Rocket and Zillow, they've moved to outer space, and we're still, you know, local yokel thinking that's going to win this battle. Talk about that to our listeners.
At the end of the day, the realtor loan officer relationship is a cottage industry that has thrived at times and does have a lot of insulation around it, might be the right word, because of regulation and licensing. But the recent NAR settlement, the lack of the CFPB, RESPA changing. This is the gold mine that everybody is going for. And now data is going to make it easier for outsiders to come in. And do I think distributed retail is going away? In theory, as like it is a industry, it's in trouble, but there'll always be that one or two distributed retail that's going to do really well in that zip code. But it just, I think overall, when you scale, the people that are getting on the phones and reading the scripts and converting and using the technology to be able to get through to them are going to be winning too. And that's going to be Rocket and Zillow, which we'll get into, for a lot of mobile-led reasons and further up the channel before they even think about buying a home.
So you also talk about this issue that I do think is important, that you make the point when you're talking about Rocket's earnings report, where you're talking about that having the best rates and the most loan officers doesn't make for necessarily the winning strategy, which has been traditionally the strategy of mortgage bankers. And so tie that together with the best rates and the most loan officers. That's still going on in 2025. That is the mindset of many executives. I talk to them. I know you're out there talking to them. So what is the reason why they can't change or won't change? What do you see?
That's a great question. I believe it's their pedigree. It's their culture. It's the way that they look out for each other. Operations looks out for sales. It's the P&L distributed model. It's many reasons why distributed retail is on a course and it's very difficult to change. You need to be able to zig and zag now in this new market if you don't want to be disrupted. And I believe there will be a very vibrant industry for loan officers, but it's a little bit different, Pat.
And I
believe it is source data. And none of them are great at it because they're not practicing their craft in it. No one has told them a reason, a why, on why they need to be great at it. But I am telling you, there will be a marketplace 5-6 years from now. There will be a race for people's source data. And lenders today have it in Truve, Argyle, TrueWorks, Account Check, Form Free, even FinLocker, Foyer, a new app. Loan officers, and I'll get into it a little bit more here. If I were leading a branch right now that I knew was going to be around for a while, that would be the number one directive. That would be where all my rewards were. That would be where all my contests are. Those that get great at that today will be the most successful loan officers in 5 years.
Well, I see it because I'm on the training space, especially on prospecting, and I have to agree with you 100%. I don't see loan officers even understanding how important their data is. And I find that the companies themselves don't really reinforce that. It's still under the world of do some loans and that's great, and not recognizing that this industry is dramatically changing, whether they want to recognize it or not.
Yeah, it's as simple as just breaking it down. Can you get consumers to put their bank account information in? That simple. What that means for the type of loan, that's why you use companies that are coming out with great technology, like Silverworks Solutions will automate that whole piece. But you as a loan officer for survival need to be the best at getting a consumer to opt in their employment data and their bank statement data. Even if it's not the right lift today, I promise you, in ways you have not even imagined how the loan cycle is going to work, it's going to be the first one to get that. And it's called, there's a word for it around, like, once one competitor does it, everybody does it that way. And so if you don't do it as a loan officer, the realtors at some point are going to be able to get that data, bring it to an exchange and make $200. And you as a loan officer going to say, wait, now I that's mine. That's how fast it's going to happen, because it's going to be rewarded immediately. And it's not easy. That's why lenders and loan officers have trouble doing it. Asking somebody to opt in, you don't know how it works. So you're difficult. It's easy to just get a pay stub. That works for today. If you really want to win for tomorrow, you need to start practicing now while it is hard.
Well, that raises the issue, and this is my own personal belief, and it comes back to the same old issue of the age of the workforce. I mean, I do think there's a disconnect between, we talk about we need to bring younger people in, we talk about that up the kazoo, but really it hasn't happened. The loan officer is in their 40s and 50s, and the reality of it is they hadn't had to do this. I mean, I think that we're in really a generational change, that within 5 years, none of those people are going to survive, because it's moving to the data component that you're talking about. And if you have to work 20 years, you're going to be obsolete pretty quickly. Do you see it that way?
I am going to write about how lenders need to understand that all the value they thought they had as an asset in that LOS, that data is worth very little now because you can recreate it. You can work differently with it. I'm not saying it's not worth anything, but that used to be a big asset in M&A. And I think I'm going to write about why that's why M&A is down. There's not much assets left except your salespeople and especially the ones that can get on the phone. I still believe script writing, sales calls are important, but I would run a mortgage company totally different than people run today, but nobody wants to hear that. I'm just giving a little bit of toothpaste and saying that source data, you will thank me in 5 years because it's easy to practice. You can do it today. And I am informed and know why it will be right. And so you can walk away from this podcast with an actionable step that doesn't take a whole platform shift or transformation. And you can do it as a loan officer.
Yeah. I mean, in other words, in a way, you're talking about the loan officer world are freelancers, basically. I mean, they're independent contractors. And so there always will be a value to that. But the point is that if you have X years to work, you need to move forward, not reliving, waiting for refis to just come at you. And I do think there's so much of that still going on within the industry. We can fight these changes all we want, but the consumer moves forward. And that's what Rocket, Zillow, all these companies are doing is seeing the value of the data. So talk about this issue and the strategy. I know you see this and you made the comment. It's not about best rates. It's not about having more loan officers. What do you think about that?
I just think it's being purposeful. So the strategy we just said today needs to come from a leader that believes in it and can explain why you're doing it. If you have too many loan officers, that message gets muddled and everybody goes back to the way they were doing it.
Right.
And I think the worst thing to happen in the industry was the 265 question click point of sale that everybody uses. It has made it extremely easy for fintechs to take your business because everybody wanted to use a loan officer because they were scared of the process. Once you teach somebody how to fish, they can feed themselves. And so every single servicer now has the same exact point of sale, 265 click process that you taught them how to do, and they can change their rate in a second, you're telling them. And you need to reinvent that fast. And so at a big loan officer company, you need to scale. So you need people filling that out. The customer doesn't like it, by the way. We did a secret shop of 20. I know a lot of loan officers listen to this. We did a secret shop and applied to the top 20 lenders and filled out all of their point of sales, 265 clicks. Every single loan officer that called us, by the way, it's still game on, even with AI supposedly, not one company called within 1 minute, which is a 366% increase in closing if you call within that magic minute. Hours, half an hour, we won't say it because they're bosses, but all of them did one thing, Pat.
What?
They all reread back for 40 minutes every single click and message that we filled out for them. And that is a broken process from the very beginning. And that's what you're seeing in the Rocket app. And that's what you're seeing in the Zillow app. And that's what you're seeing in every single servicer, like Mr. Cooper and Freedom, that go out and buy the servicing and put that in there. They're saying, thanks for training on it. Now we're going to go retain on it.
Well, let's talk about Zillow, okay, and how you see Zillow, and you make the point about them really, you know, moving to a different model, but a one that's a smart model where they're making revenues off of every part of the contact side. So talk about how you see the world of Zillow.
Zillow dropped a bombshell. They figured out what's called signals. So signals are not the ability to acquire the customer, but once you have them, understanding the data of their intent. And is it louder? Is it softer? Do they have a good credit score, bad credit score? Anybody that's tried to get a consumer app knows that you will go through $10, $20, $40, $80 million just getting customers to try and figure out what the signals are. That's why many fintech come into mortgage and say, hey, maybe your loan officers can share my app. I can't do it myself. It's extremely difficult to do. So the last 5 years, the industry has been picking on them, saying, oh, you know, they can't, nobody goes to a Zillow app. Well, they think that was the bombshell, and it's page 16 and 18 in the investor deck. They have figured out all 210 million users. They had a problem which was called voyeurism or digital window shopping, and they couldn't figure out what was what. And now, 5 years later, they have figured it out. And it is all on the super app. And I have been saying it for many years, and everybody fights the app, but the mobile app is what the Rocket has and what Zillow has. And everybody is trying to change it from house prices to monthly payments, because that's ultimately what they believe you're going to be shopping in the future, right? And then they're starting it with rent. That's why Zillow went out and gave Redfin, who desperately needed the money, so they got quite a haul of multifamily data, multifamily inventory, so that they can actually challenge the big horse in the race, which is CoStar. Zillow wants to do what's called buyability. That super app is becoming buyability, and that is getting people trained at the rental side of things to start thinking monthly payment. Keep them engaged in the app so when they're ready, they can use showing time, right, to tour, and then they can find the agent. And everybody in this app is either an agent in the super app or a mover. A mover is the consumer. The mover has been shown that they can make $4,000 to $18,000 per transaction just on the buy side. So this whole, all the big dogs in the race are racing to the buy side to see who will win. Experts are telling me there will only be one winner, and the Zillow super app is on its way.
And so it does lead to the issue. What you're talking about is that, let's say on the bank side, you're not that far away from not just doing mortgages. You really can do all these other products. And this lends itself to even the bank world is going to be, it's not just the mortgage world, is this whole space is going to change dramatically because of the recognition of customer data matters. Banks are notorious for not looking at it that way, that they look at it, that their brand is, I mean, even some of the big guys still believe that if they advertise on TV, that that's going to help them do more business, and it doesn't work like that.
No, it's customer relationships. It's the data, like you said, and it's the distribution. And can you build a network around it? You have to start with the mobile app. I am still convinced. And this is what Zillow's doing, and they are winning. This is what Rocket's doing with Truebill. They're winning. There are so many lenders that have not even started on the app because everything goes off of the app. They have something called FUB, which is a communication platform that they can use to see how engaged a person is along the way. They have something called Follow Up Boss, which would be equivalent to a CRM that we shop for in lending. But you would connect the CRM to your mobile app, just like they did. So the Follow Up Boss also follows up because you're eventually getting them to Zillow Home Loan so somebody can turn that rental payment into a pre-approval on a home that they saw on showing time. And the biggest takeaway, if I was a loan officer right now, would be what do I have for a mortgage calculator on a mobile app? And by the way, Easy Mortgage Apps does still exist if that's what you need it for, because where do people go to calculate? They go to Zillow. And that was actually the number one signal identifier, think like a radio that could tune in. The voyeurism, and by the way, it was a huge problem they were not expecting during COVID. Millennials and Gen X's, actually Gen X's, started playing games where they would try to find the pool, guess whose house I'm in, and they were using it as a game and messing up the data intent signals, right? Well, they figured out the calculator is a big part of it. If somebody scrolls down to the calculator, they're probably a home buyer. You want to keep them off Zillow's calculator as much as possible as a lender. So then where do they go? We'll send them to bankrate.com. Well, Red Ventures just launched Sage Home Loans. Sage Home Loans just went out and hired this year alone 320 loan officers, all out of college. Your kind of model, Pat, that I know you talk about, love, and say it works. And they are going to be calling everybody that uses a Bankrate calculator. So now where do you send them? You have to send them somewhere or they're going to go to those two areas. That we talked about earlier, loan officers being toast. You got to figure out the cracks in your house and take care of them before they turn into bigger cracks or foundational cracks. Here's another piece of toothpaste. The calculators are becoming funnels for those two top lenders. And Sage wants to close 50,000 loans next year.
Mm-hmm.
And Zillow is well on its way to closing 30,000 loans. Those will be two top 20 lenders that right. all of your customers are using the calculators of, right? So Zillow has shown that everybody that comes to use the calculator, they can make $4,000 to $18,000 on. And I think loan officers have not figured out how much they lose every time somebody uses the Zillow super app.
Well, I could talk to you for hours. I mean, I find this really fascinating and getting the message out. And this is my personal view that I don't think lenders have as much time as they think they have. Like this is going to go away. I think this is just ramping up. And I do think it is generational. So if you would kind of share a couple takeaways for our listeners, what would it be that they really, you've talked about several of it now, but what are the couple things that they should really focus on?
I would focus on source data and mm-hmm. happy to help out there, but you need to practice it. Thinking of it like taking swings. That would be where I would go.
Yeah.
Number two is figure out your calculator leakage crack in your wall problem because it's going to be huge and it really just started. So it's not your fault that you're that far behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Three, I just interviewed Owen Lee on my show, the Mic'd Up show. And he talked about what will hurt loan officers and drive them out of the business is when they lose that one deal a month, two deals a month, and slowly chip away, or not even closings, but the potential deals they could have got. So think my calculator story. Mm-hmm. And over time, without even realizing it, they will shrink on what type of viable occupation this is. And that's where you're going to see a mass exit of loan officers. They won't even know what's happening until it's already happened. So water's leaking real slow. Time to patch it up. I would patch it up on the calculator. Also, you need a why and something to be optimistic about to challenge these Zillows and Rockets of the world. And that is the source data, because you in person can be better than them digitally at getting somebody to opt in their bank account.
That's really a good point. And as I said, I think you're really sharing important information for our industry for sure. And so I want to thank you for sharing your thoughts today. I want to recommend to everyone listening to our podcast to connect with Michael. How can they get a hold of you, Michael?
I would go to mikedupshow.com and check out our podcast. And you can go to any of our platforms and reach out to me through it. And find my LinkedIn through it. I'm actually Mobile Mike on LinkedIn, or Michael Kelleher. And I am one of the most responsive people on LinkedIn. So please reach out. And if you have any great stories to tell, please reach out. I don't mind writing about them.
Well, I highly recommend I read them myself. I think they're fabulous. And I suggest for everybody listening today that they also do so. You share such fabulous information. I want to thank everybody for listening and certainly to subscribe to our podcast. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you, Pat. Appreciate it.
That's a wrap for this episode. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your team. Want more proven sales strategies? Visit patsherlock.com for expert resources, coaching, and sales training. Until next time, keep selling smarter and not harder.